Hi, my name is Jason. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from fear-based anxiety. Until almost 2 years ago, my life has mostly been a lie. I was a fake, imposter, thief, seeking to fit in places I did not belong, acting in ways that got me what I wanted, taking things that God never intended for me to have, all to find myself empty, lonely, and longing for purpose. Sometime in my early years, while watching Billy Graham preach on the TV with my dad, I accepted the free gift of eternal life that Christ was offering me. But even if I were sincere then, I would soon fall away. I was groomed to be a high achiever, but even as a star student at home, there would often be stern lessons and criticisms instead of celebrating my successes. I quickly developed a need for affirmation. I loved receiving praise from my teachers because I was not receiving it from my dad. I also don't remember hearing those three precious words, "I love you," from him either. My first panic attack happened in fifth grade at school before leaving for a field trip. I was convinced that I was going to die. This persistent fear would continue to afflict me, often at night waking and telling my parents that I was dying. After many doctors, hospital, and specialist visits, nothing more than a hiatal hernia was revealed, so it must be in my head. We started therapy. I was diagnosed with social anxiety disorder and obsessive compulsive disorder. Even with medication, the fear and anxiety continued through the next 3 years. I missed many months of school, which caused fights between my parents as they disagreed on the care I needed. My mom had compassion and empathy. My dad showed tough love and demanded I pull it together and grow up. Entering high school, I found new opportunities to fit in with the party crowd. I began seeking deliverance from my anxiety through drugs and alcohol. By 16, I had been arrested several times for underage drinking and was placed on juvenile probation. Alcohol would drown out the negativity in my mind, boost my confidence, and open doors to finally being recognized. I no longer isolated to hide the shame and self-doubt that my anxiety created. I'd won, I overcame. Now it was just getting the rest of the world to see things my way. As a kid that once loved doing right, I had not only turned from God, but I ran away as fast as I could. I hid. I refused to come out of the darkness and into his light. This rebellious behavior continued for another 20 years and racked up more alcohol-related arrests, a relationship with pornography, hundreds of hours wasted in online chat rooms for my fear of rejection, struggles with entitlement, pride, control, lust, anger, lack of trust, and the list goes on. I tried to find my identity in so many places and things that eventually I had no clue who I was. So I attempted to fill my void in a relationship. I promised myself I'd treat her right and love her like no one else could. Yes, she is. I didn't even know or love myself. How was I to love anyone else? I was so far separated from knowing God's love that I'd never be the man she needed me to be. So I led her down the same dark paths I had every other relationship toward affirming and pleasing me, changing her, and hoping she'd become everything I desired. It was all about me. Yet in the middle of my rebellion, God chose to bless us with a son. God had given me the most remarkable opportunity to be a dad. I had longed for this, and what did I do? I isolated further into my fears. Eventually, I withdrew from my son and his mom. I escaped my responsibilities by justifying a need to travel for work. I was prideful to earn the salary and let her be a stay-at-home mom. Her time was now consumed with our son, and she settled into becoming an amazing mother. But I chose work, travel, alcohol, friends, porn, gambling, isolation, withdrawal, pride, and a list of other struggles, over experiencing the joy of fatherhood and the love awaiting me and the family I'd so longed for. Deep down, I didn't want to screw it up, yet I was ruining everything. The plot twist now enters the hero of the story. Jesus, precious Jesus. I finally found my savior. God was there when my family fell apart from my selfishness and rebellion. The relationship with my son's mother ended on Christmas Day of 2016. In God's faithfulness, kindness, and love for me, he led me to Watermark January 5th, 2017 with a broken heart. One of the Watermark staff showed me God's love and compassion and encouraged me to start church on Sunday and Regen on Monday. I didn't even know what Regen was. I just said yes. I was lost, desperate, broken, and what I thought was beyond repair. But for the first time, I was faithful. I listened, I learned, and in God's mercy for me, I submitted to his plan versus mine. God softened my heart and prepared me to make a home for Jesus in my life. You see, I had a wrong understanding of the gospel. My life was haunted by the shame and guilt of my past failures. I believed I had work to do if I were going to get right with God. But when I understood that Christ did all the work for me on the cross, my life changed in an instant. Jesus died to pay my debt for me, for us. When that faithful Watermark staff member I met on my first day here shared that with my professed faith and trust in Jesus Christ that I was now forgiven, an unbearable weight was lifted from my shoulders. In accepting Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, you are cleansed from the sins of your past. All unrighteousness, I was set free. Jesus set me free. In Regen, I learned that God wanted to set me free through Jesus. In steps 1 through 3, admit, believe, trust. These were eye-opening to me. I thought I had done all that. I'm good, right? No, I was convicted often and wept as I prayed for God to help my unbelief. God continued to open my eyes to my desperate need for a savior. Steps 4 through 6, inventory, confess, repent. Yeah, right, I've done some horrible things. So I'll probably just hit the socially acceptable sins. Wrong, I had to confess it all. And I'm still asking the Lord to show me my heart and reveal to me the gravity of any unconfessed or unrecognized sin. And God is always faithful. But I am not. And I have two options when confronted with my sin. One, pridefully harden my heart and respond, "What? That was not that big of a deal." Or two, humbly confess with godly sorrow. Jesus tells us the truth will set you free. I can attest to the truth in that. I pray that I will always be willing to confess. Steps 7 through 9, follow, forgive, amends. In full transparency, this was tough for me. I've made amends with those closest to me, but I have a lifetime of amends to make. The Lord has a way of putting people in my path who I have not seen in 15 years and thought I'd never see again, and quite honestly was okay with that. So Father, please soften my heart to share the gospel of your grace and the ministry of reconciliation with everyone, especially those I've harmed in the past. You love them just as much as you love me. Use me to help others see you. Steps 10 through 12, continue, intimacy, regenerate. God calls me into a beautiful adventure with him on a daily basis. It starts by admitting my desperate need for a savior. I like to do that before I even roll out of bed. But there are days where I get apathetic and need to fall to my knees and truly humble myself. I'm seeking a deep and meaningful relationship with God through faithful obedience. He continues to sanctify me into the image of his son as he allows me to faithfully follow him and grow in his word daily. Praise the Lord. God has done a mighty work in my life since that Christmas of 2016. By his strength, I have remained pure and sober from my 20-year battle with pornography and inappropriate relationships. Thank you. by his strength, I have not had a drink of alcohol. And when I understood my identity was in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, God removed the anxiety I'd lived with for over 20 years. What a gift. Thank you, Jesus. None of this is by my hand or my will. This is all God's strength. His grace removed the desires of my flesh and the fears I lived with. No one can turn me from my sin but me by relying daily on God's strength. If I do not continue daily to seek the Lord, my flesh wages war against me. I pray that I will walk in the light, confess openly and often, because it is the power of prayer, the word of God, fellowship with others, and confessing all sin that allows me to find the Jesus that I know and love today. My hope, my desire, my delight is Christ. May Jesus be my treasure forever. I stand before you an unemployed single dad. I say that with great joy because my worth is not in my status in this world, but in my King who died the death I deserve so that I can place my faith, hope, and trust in him. I am a child of God. I am forgiven. 2 years ago, I would hardly whisper I'm a Christian. Now I stand before you on this stage to tell you God loves you. As much as he loves me, I thank my Heavenly Father for setting this heartbroken man free from all the bondage I'd placed myself in, thinking I knew better. There was a void, an unfillable chasm, and God's love in the name of Jesus filled every single empty and broken space within me, and he will do the same for you. Proverbs 3:5-6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." This was the first Bible verse I memorized last year. I did not fully understand it then, but I relied on it daily. I prayed it often, several times today, and now know it to be true. My name is Jason. I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from fear-based anxiety. Please know, if the Son that died for you was priceless and he traded his life for you, then in Christ, you are priceless too. To God be all the glory.